for you to keep your man at home. Thank you.
Thank you. lady don't agree. In fact, she resents the idea of him even thinking like that. See, my man never heard of women's lib.
What is it?
But the lady figured she'd heard enough of men's lib. So she's going to straighten him out this morning. Waking her up at 8 o'clock in the morning talking about some breakfast or something. Do it no more after this morning. So while she lay there trying to figure out whether she should get up or not, or whether she should have it out with him right now or not, all of a sudden she remembered that one of her friends told her one day, she said, "I do." She don't remember it, but if they say she said it, I guess she did. So we see her crawls out of the bed. And we see the two of them meet up in the kitchen door. And we see her put her hand on the hip. And we see her, as she meet him, she look at him and said, "I know a man that's greater than you and ever." And he get up every morning and fix his own toast and put peanut butter on it. And as far as I'm concerned, you ain't gonna never be president of nothing. See, she's mad this morning. And as she walk on into the kitchen, she started talking about what a lousy lover he is. And that hurts my man. You see, he hadn't been playing around on them. Had he been playing around on them, all he'd have to do is go over to one of them and say, "Really, am I as mad as she say I am?" But he hasn't been playing around on them, so he don't know whether she's telling the truth or not. And if she stopped to talk about him a little more, she'd look at him and say, "As far as a lover, you're over the hill, baby." In so many words, the three of us don't. She's mad this morning. So that hurts my man. He can't take it no longer. Then he looks at her and he said, "Now listen, you ain't such an angel yourself, you know. All those days that I was supposed to be going to work, you forgot. I had some sick days. And I used them up well, watching my house. Don't talk too much because we're getting mad this morning." And when two people start to get angry, then something is bound to happen. It could be just like that too, you know. So the first voice you hear is the lady. And the second, of course, will be the gentleman trying to defend himself. We want to set the stage just a little bit more. You have to kind of get in the groove for it. Cool. gentlemen. I went to work the other day, but I thought that I'd double back. And that car I saw sitting in the front of my door, it looked like a brand new Cadillac. And I ain't got time now, baby. I think you've been cheating on me. And you've given me some outside help that I don't think I really need. Now, Ice Man came by this morning. You know he didn't leave no ice. The postman came by later, baby. Insurance man. Now he better write some insurance notices. I think you're cheating on me, baby. I think you're running out of so good. Thank you, right here.